You're listening to Game Maker Live. Today's live show is brought to you by Jonathan Martin and myself, Joshua Pedroza. Up today in the topics, we will have some announcements. Then we will have a quick news section where we get your opinions. Then we will be talking about several games. And afterwards, we will talk about a few other off-topic things. So up first is our announcements section. And the first topic there is our origins and a small bit about us. So, Jonathan, you care to help save any of, you care to help recap any of our history here?
GM visions. Are we told? You go.
Well, one day, Jonathan and I were talking to Robin Monks, and we thought that it might be cool to do a GM cast. So we all kind of got together and we recorded a GM cast episode 8, which was never actually released due to editing problems. But afterwards, we thought, well, wouldn't it be cool if we started a live radio station? And so Jonathan and I were thinking that would be really neat. So we got together and we started working on one. And then Robin got in the idea and he really liked it. So he went and he got the gmlive.org domain name and set up the streaming server. And then I went and I got I made this site design that you see here. And
with the help of Nation of Design.
And with Jonathan's great PHP that I copied and pasted a little bit of. Another small announcement we wanted to make is we wanted to wish one of our co-hosts, Robin Monks, who is unfortunately not here today, a happy 20th birthday.
Which is either today or tomorrow.
Yeah, sometime today or tomorrow. He didn't specify.
And now we've got the cooling in and how to. And I believe Josh has that.
Yes. If you wanted to call into our show, there's three or four ways you can do that. Firstly, if you're in the UK and you have a phone, you can ring us up using 020-328-6783. Then, if you have a landline anywhere in the world or US mobile, we can call you using the UK landline number. All you need to do is leave us a comment in our chat box, or you can email gmlive@gmvision.tv. Number three, you can send us a message to gmlive@gmvision.tv, and we'll shout it out to the community. And number four, add Game Maker Live to your Skype contacts and call us. We do want to note that we will be having a call screening system, which is what Jonathan is doing. So we encourage you not to try to call in and spam the show. All right. On our first topic of news, Yo-Yo Games applies for a grant from the Scottish government so that they can build a new office. I don't know, does anybody have anything to say about that? No?
Okay, the next topic is Yo-Yo Games losing £180,000, which is also equivalent to $286,000.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
And recently there's been a lot of mass downtime for both the GMC and the Yo-Yo Games forum.
Yeah, that's just devastating. I just about die every time they go down.
The worst bit was the GM Live topic had a reply in it. I really wanted to see what it said, but I couldn't because of the IPS error they had.
Yeah, we're GMC addicts.
There were a few ways to get around it, including changing the IP and using Google's cache service. And I think there might be a few more.
If you change the gmc.yoyogames.com to their IP, I don't remember what it was, then you could access it, but you still couldn't read the topics.
Unfortunately. You could still make topics if someone had, but you couldn't read them. You there, Josh?
Yeah. Our third topic for news is the GameMaker 8 logo competition. I don't know how many of you saw this, but actually Brad made a... Phil, if you want to call in, we're fine with that. But Brad or Revel from the DMC...
Sorry, we've got a spammer.
Revel from the GMC posted a tweet to Sandy Duncan and said that, you know, the GameMaker logo is kind of getting old, and we kind of agree with that.
Okay, Josh,
you know,
we're going to stop for a few seconds just to get the chat back, and I'll play some music.
You can clear the chat and I'll keep talking.
Okay.
Make sure you ban the IP, too.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways.
Okay, it's gone.
Revel said that the logo was getting a little bit old, and Sandy Duncan, I guess, has been wanting to change it for a while, too. And so they're holding a competition, with the first prize being $250, and five runner-up prizes are a free copy of GameMaker 8 Pro.
Can I just butt in and say, Jack, Darren, can you stop spamming
chat? I don't
think
that's Darren. I think it's someone pretending to be Darren. Because...
Well, they're going to get banned anyway.
Yeah.
Bye.
The two Darren pools...
Okay, they've been banned.
Have separate IPs.
Okay. Where were we?
Anyways, the five runner-up prizes are a free copy of GameMaker 8 Pro. Sandy says that if you want any chance of winning, it's probably best to remove the hammer thing. But, you know, I think the hammer's kind of like legendary almost.
Yeah, there's no way you should get rid of it. Okay, the logo looks a bit old, but it needs the hammer.
Yeah, it is a little bit old. Maybe they could change it from a circle to, I don't know, maybe update it a little bit. Maybe change it so it's got nice transparency and all shiny and cool. But the hammer's kind of legendary almost.
No way you should get rid of it.
They should change it a little bit, yes, but not totally remove it, because that would be changing it way too much. It would be like removing a brand name's little logo.
Okay. Also, the maker of Quick Look asked us to just say that the blog is down because he has computer problems or something similar to that.
Yeah, he says that it's going to be down for a while till he gets his computer sorted out and all that. It's too bad Quick Look hasn't been able to do anything. I mean, they seem to be a pretty nice-looking magazine. Too bad they sort of went under. Finally, if you wanted to call into the show... Like I said a few minutes ago, you could call 020-3286-6783. Or you can call GameMaker Live on Skype. The DS GameMaker. Yeah, I heard about that actually on GameMaker blog. Yeah, I think it's incredible that it was put together by a 15-year-old, actually.
Was it made in VB or... C++.
It was written in Visual Basic .NET 2008, according to GameMakerBlog.com.
And it was made by James, who might be listening. Yes, he is listening.
Apparently. James Garner. Cool. Did anyone want to call in and share any opinions on that?
How about James calls in? And do I have him on my contacts? James, what's your Skype name? Come on, James, reply. James. Okay, you didn't seem to want to.
Okay, next topic.
Is there any more news? I don't think so.
No, there's not really any more news. Unless Phil posts something on GameMaker blog in the next 25 seconds.
Okay. Metroid, onto the game. So we've got Metroid Online 0.0.3, which was the latest version that we had, unless they've updated it today, which I haven't checked. It's a someone called Conning Storm something, Stoma?
Conning Stoma, I guess, yeah.
It's a good game. It's a 3D first-person shooter. And it is a very good game. We were playing it quite a long time.
Yeah, we were playing it the other day. It's actually really nice. It's online only, unfortunately. So I was kind of hoping for a mission mode or a campaign where you could, or maybe even a training mode where you go through and you learn the ropes of the game and you play it, or maybe just a single person versus AI, but they only have
a multiplayer mode, and it's not good.
Multiplayer, yeah. So if you have a friend that'll play online with you, it's actually really nice. But we found on version 0.0.1, which is when we tested it, that when you have more than two players in an online game,
you can't
kill anybody. Which, it kind of defeats the purpose of the game. And then in the latest version, there's lots of errors. They didn't have any errors in the first two versions, to my knowledge. But there's errors now, so you'll play the game and it'll pop up an error message and you'll have to,
Sometimes you can't even connect, and it just gives you an error before you connect, which is really annoying.
Yeah. It is pretty smooth, though.
Yeah, thank you, Phil.
Yes, thanks, Phil. It is that game. Should have posted that link in the first place.
Yeah, I'll update the website.
Yeah, anyways, you need to be updating the website up there above the chat.
And it's...
I guess that's why we need Dan. He could talk to me while you updated the site. Anyways, some things that they still need to fix are the lighting. They supposedly changed the lighting, and they did, so the course is more lit up, but everything's so dark, and you go around, and you can't see the walls, and all you can see is the players, which are, perfectly illuminated.
It's kind of a guess of which direction you need to go in.
Yeah, unless you know the course really well, which actually I do, because I've played it so much now. Yeah, that's the picture of the DS Game Maker. Anyways. Jonathan, fix that. They need to fix the light in that game. You need to put it on line breaks.
Yeah.
Back on topic. They need to fix the lighting, because it's all black in the course. And then you keep falling off the edge, and that's just incredibly annoying.
And also, when you respawn, you kind of stand for like 10
seconds. You stand viewing the enemy base for about 25 seconds, and then all of a sudden you spawn back at your home. I also think that...
Yeah, also the homes need to be randomly generated, because otherwise the opponent can just stand there and shoot.
Yeah, the opponent just stands there with their mouse trained exactly where you are going to respawn. And so as soon as you come alive, you have to rotate your mouse around and, find the other player. And it takes a second to do that.
Shoot there. Yes, you are. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I've just got an email from Darren, and it was him, and he's saying, sorry, can you please unban me?
Ooh.
Pray, Darren, I don't think I can unban you.
Oh, why not? Shine ban?
Plus, I've been unsubbed. No, I don't think there is actually a way to unban him.
Let's see, Darren Poole, unban. Here we go.
Can you?
All right, Darren. There you go. do we need discussion topics? Well,
we have,
if you have any discussion topics that you wanted to talk about, we will be having a short off-topic area, not too far off-topic, but moderately off-topic, at the end of the show that you all can call in and chat in and talk about some topics.
But of all means, call in whenever you like, and we'll try and get you added to the...
Yes, do call in. We're waiting for some calls from people. Alrighty. The next game we're going to talk about is Super Smash Battle 3D by
He was the one that made
Crime Life 2 and 3,
the most popular game on Yo-Yo, for anyone who doesn't already know.
Yeah, those are really great games. Welcome back, Darren. We should set the flood control a little bit low so that when people start spamming.
Yes, you did get banned. Back on topic. Super Smash Battle 3D.
It's kind of like a Super Smash Brothers. Like, if you've ever played Super Smash Brothers for Wii or GameCube, it's kind of like that.
And we just had a comment from Nell in the chat, and yes, he does really finish anything that he makes.
Yeah, that is annoying. He sees great games like Infinite War and Crime Life 3, and they never really get finished.
Thanks again, Phil, for posting the link.
He got banned because he was spamming. If you go next to the shout button, there's a view history. You can scroll up to the top. We still need to clear that out.
I'll have to log on to the FTP layer.
Yeah, he did a spam joke. Whatever that is.
Okay, back on topic to Super Smash Battle 3D.
It's a interesting game. I've got to say, he probably put quite a bit of work in it, but it really needs some help.
He also made it in an earlier version of GM, didn't he? Was it GM?
So it doesn't have the PNG image support yet, which is not fully yet. But anyways, yeah. He's not actually using player 3D models. It only has a couple of playable characters, unfortunately, and some you can unlock. But instead of using 3D models, he just uses images that are put on a screen. So it's a two-dimensional image, and...
In a 3D game, so you have to kind of line up directly to be able to hit them.
Yeah, you have to line up with their X, their Y, and their Z exactly like pixel, or it won't count as a hit.
Yeah. And then you just die really easily.
Yeah, but every time they punch, they hit you. So all you could do is just jump and run away from them. Which is, you know, it needs some help. Mm. I think if he went and added actual 3D models and then made it so that if you're within a certain distance of player, it'll automatically punch at them. So that, you know, if you're rotated a little bit to the wrong side, you know, it'll hit them. Finally, I think they should have a better training mode. I tried to play the training mode. It didn't do anything when I hit it on the menu. They should have and it doesn't have that. Finally, the music. It has one song that just starts at the main menu and keeps playing. I have a song for the title screen, like press. Song for that, and then a nice song for the main.
I'm gonna have to.
They should have better in-game sounds and better in-game music, please, people.
Okay, guys, we should be back soon. I'm just waiting for Josh to pick up Skype, and then we'll be back. Live.
And we're back on the air now. We're really sorry for the delay. We had a problem with Jonathan's connection for the server.
And Skype crashed completely.
And his Skype program crashed.
It's back up now, and we're ready to take calls again. If anyone wants to call in.
Indeed. So, do we have a first caller who wants to call in?
Someone, anyone? Please. What's the number again, Josh?
020-328-6783, or you can call Game Maker Live on Skype.
Or you can email your number and your country to gmlive@gmvision.tv.
And my
yes,
brother,
now the,
my younger brother is whispering in my ear that he wants to call in.
At least it'll be something.
Yeah, but that might not be the best idea.
Hello, winking smile emotion from Oliver Wright. That's nice. The emails are now being checked. And get Josh, John to ring in.
No, it's not the best idea.
It'll probably break everyone's ears. Okay, we've got two topics for discussion through the phone lines if anyone's brave enough to pick up the phone. The two topics are your concerns about Game Maker 8 and GM for Mac, and what do you think Yo-Yo Game should do to fix their money problems, and anything else you want to talk about.
Take your fancy. So do we have anyone who would like to call in?
Not very nice, Josh.
Sorry, couldn't help that. Now, if you have a landline, we can call you using Skype, and you can pick up using your regular phone.
I've got Skype ready to call anyone who sends an email with their country and number. Remember, the country is very important.
Yes, indeed.
Now, if you send us an email with your country and your number, we will call and take all the costs along, as long as your provider doesn't
charge
you for picking up the phone, which they shouldn't.
Right. I hate providers like that.
Okay, we'll be back if someone calls. And we're on.
Okay, and thanks for hanging in there through the quick break, and we're back now. Our next topic is...
We've got two people who want to come on the show. We've got Darren Poole, and we've also got someone on email, Peter Farber, in New Jersey. I'll get him in the conversation at the moment. I'm about to add Darren Poole.
Okay.
We're ringing him.
Darren, pick up the phone.
Come on, Darren. And
hello?
On? Hello, Darren.
Hey, Darren, hello. What's going on?
Yep.
Welcome to Game Maker Live. Thanks for calling
is this
in.
Live? Is this live?
Yeah, yep. This is completely live.
I can hear music.
Hmm?
I can hear music.
Can you you probably can hear music because you're still playing.
25 seconds behind on the
yeah.
site.
You'll need to close okay. down the chat.
Yeah, right.
Can you hear yourself? Okay.
I'll be back in a second.
Okay, I'm now going to try and call up the person who gave me his number.
Okay.
He's in New Jersey. Better be able to call up.
I'm going to skip ahead through the 01 days and move on to the raising concerns and questions about Game Maker 8 and GM for Mac, and we can talk about the game in a little bit. Okay?
Okay. Okay, Peter, who sent me an email, can I have the 223 digit code for your country?
Country code.
Yeah.
Ba-da-da.
And then I'll be able to call you. I can't seem to find your country on the list, so I'll have to type in that. Maybe I should Google it. I'm sure people are interested in the gimmick. New Jersey country code.
New Jersey?
Yeah.
It's in the United States.
Is it? Oh, I absolutely never knew. It's a state. Hello?
Shall I just turn off the radio because it's lagging?
Yeah, turn off the radio and then you'll be able to hear us talk.
Okay, so yeah. I'm watching TN Sky.
I never knew my states. United States and cool. Okay, I'll be back in a moment to screen this cool. Okay, I seem to have gone straight through to a automated service, so whether that was a prank call or not, I don't know. If someone person tells me again. Have a look. So new Game Maker.
Yeah, they need to make an article like that for Game Maker for DS.
I think I'm going to try and call that number again, because maybe it wasn't. Be right back.
Okay.
Okay, guys, we've got someone called Peter coming in to the conversation.
Jonathan, when you take calls, it puts the show off the air.
Does it?
Yeah, it puts me on hold. It says you have been put on hold.
Whoops.
Hey, Peter, what's going on?
He's not on yet. I'm now calling him in.
Oh.
Whoops.
Peter! Hello?
Okay.
So, Darren, are you there?
Darren, are you there?
Yeah.
So, did you have any concerns
please
about...
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
The hell? Yeah.
Did you have any concerns about GM8 and GM for Mac?
Say what?
Yeah. What's up?
Did you have any concerns about GM8 and GM for Mac?
Hey?
No.
Peter, can you turn off the radio in the background, please?
Yeah, we're hearing echoes of ourselves 10 seconds delayed.
I am as well.
That'll make you go crazy.
Yeah, we're hearing.
I just heard myself. Hello, Peter.
Hello?
Hello, Darren.
Hello?
Does anyone have any concerns about... the GM8 and GM for Mac?
I don't.
No.
And what about, you think Yo-Yo Games should do to get...
rid of their money problems?
Yeah.
Should they put more ads all over the place so that people go crazy when they visit their site? Or, I don't know.
Should they,
what do you think?
Should they increase the cost of Game Maker?
Like yes, definitely. Have?
Would you be prepared to pay that, though?
Who are you talking to?
See, I almost think that, yeah, I want to say increase the price of Game Maker, but then users make such a big fuss about that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe instead of increasing the price, they could make like every 6 months every couple of months they release like another update, like GM8.1 and 0.2.
They should do that anyway.
Yeah, and they fix different features, and maybe they charge, like, a small bit per upgrade.
But then again, would you want to be paying every month to continue using the latest versions of Game Maker?
Elsie maybe, and Cypress do not increase the price.
Yeah, two people are saying that.
Maybe
and
Game
yes.
Maker should,
okay.
Games for a while and then sell the games.
Can Darren please turn down his mic, because I can hear myself through his mic.
How is that possible?
Or it might be someone else. So I've got loads of people adding me at the moment.
Fun. Wow, can you believe we've been going for 45 minutes, just about?
Have we? But then again, 10 of that was downtime.
Yeah, I thought this was just going to be a 10-minute thing, because we went through the topics pretty quickly in our practice run yesterday.
With Danny.
Yeah, with Danny. We really need to call him.
Okay, someone called S. Doyle added me to... Oh, hello, they're calling me.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello? S. Doyle, you called me a moment ago.
Yes.
Do you have any...
I just downloaded Skype now, and I'm giving it a go. I see that I'm also listening to your blog, so I'll have to turn that down.
So what is your username on our chat?
Naked Paul Toast.
Oh.
Naked Paul Toast.
So you're hello. The famous NPT from the GMC, eh?
I don't like to think so.
Welcome to the show.
I'm sorry?
I like your GMC signature.
Okay, we're getting a lot of static here.
I think I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you. I'm not sure how well you can hear me.
Okay, one sec.
I can hear you pretty well.
Okay, well here, let me give you some opinions.
Okay.
I think Yo-Yo Games has been wasting their time with the GM for Mac.
Why do you say that?
For a product, yeah. Because it's got complete misalignment with GM for 8.
I agree.
Do development on both GM for Mac and GM 8, they're just completely incompatible.
But then I've got a friend who really has a Mac and he really wants to continue using GameMaker.
You should get Windows.
Yeah, he absolutely hates Windows now. He's got a Mac. He refuses to use them.
Don't use GameMaker.
Yeah, but the point is not Mac development. I mean, I've got both Mac and PC. The point is for people who want to do both. That's the issue.
They should make
it just... And it's completely incompatible. One solution is all they need to do is create... Avatar has a backwards compatibility program to convert from GM8 to GM7.
Exactly. Yes, I like Ism's program.
Is it just me, or are we getting really bad static?
I'm getting real static from you.
What's that?
I think maybe we have too many people calling in at the same time.
Yeah.
No, we didn't hear you, Peter.
Nal, you added me a little while ago. Did you want to come on the show? And if so, can you just say so in chat? I'm getting static, yeah. Guys, I'm going to have to take some of you off the call. So I think I'm going to have to take Peter off.
Take him off.
Okay. And Aaron, I'm going to have to take you off at the moment.
Okay, bye.
Okay, and some people in chat are talking about buying it for $30, and they would be happy with that.
Yeah, but see, GameMaker is mostly used by kids, and they usually get GameMaker by bugging their parents to buy it for them.
Yeah.
And so whenever they raise the price of GameMaker, all the older users that already have, like, credit cards and bank accounts go ahead and buy it, but then the younger users can't.
Now's saying that $30 isn't enough. Apparently.
Sometimes I agree with that, because, you know, I think personally they deserve a lot more for all the work they're putting in and all the time. But then on the other hand, if you raise the price too much, you're going to get less people buying it.
Okay, we've had an email from Oliver Wright, and he's saying they should have an ad in the designer.
Miaisum, eh?
Yeah, Miaisum.
That's not a bad idea, to have an ad in the interface.
Okay, I'm just going to add Nal into the conversation, because he keeps ringing me, and it's starting to get a bit annoying. Okay.
What's going on, Nal?
Nal, are you in?
I think I'm in.
Yeah. Hey, yes, you're in. Oh, Robin's just signed in as well. Let's see if he's busy. Okay, now, do you have any opinions?
What about Mac? About the Mac version?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't care, I don't have a Mac.
So do you think they're wasting their time by making it?
I don't think they're wasting their time, but I don't really care about it.
See, I think that it's a good thing because, you know, you'll get more people using GameMaker and you'll get people from the Mac community and everybody coming in, but I've talked to different administrators and different people at YoYo Games. They plan to just make the small Mac games some form on the GameMaker community, and then they want to make it possible for games like that you make executable to run on Windows and Mac. I'm not sure how they would pull that off.
I think getting the two compatible is the most sort of important thing.
But yes, I agree. But they should make both versions same. So they should have GM8 for Mac and GM8 for Windows. Not GM7 for Windows,
yeah,
and GM8.
I agree with that. And S. Doyle in the Skype conversation has just said YoYo Games has posted a lot of dollars.
If raising the price means less kids, then so be it. Their priority is financial stability.
To be honest, I agree with that, but then I actually have the money to go and buy it again, so.
See, I think they should start adding features to their site. Now, I hate sites that you pay and you get an upgraded user account, but I think in this case, maybe they could make, like, pro accounts on YoYo Games, and you pay, like, $1 or $5 a month, and then you don't see any ads, and maybe your game gets featured or something, or it gets a fancy little flashing button on the homepage. Mm. And then it would be a recurring fee. So yeah, every month you pay another little bit of money, and then your game gets featured again.
Mm-hmm.
That way they would have a guaranteed income. It wouldn't be keeping people from using GameMaker, but it would be getting them a monthly steady income. Because, you know, the older users are probably going to be willing to pay, $5 a month, no problem.
Okay, that
Tamper says, yeah, GM could be awesome if they would make it possible to compile both Windows and Mac. I actually tweeted that to Sandy the other day on my Twitter, twitter.com/DarthKaniac. And Sandy said that they want to make it so it's compatible with, so that programs are compatible with both Windows and Mac. And I'm not sure how in the world they would do that. Maybe Java? I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah, Oliver Wright has just sent me an email saying why don't they do... what they should do is something like Java, make a runner for every platform, and the games can then run on...
Right, just a runner.
Yeah.
And then you... Yeah, that's not a bad idea. And then the Instant Play. I was emailing Sandy for a while, talking about the Instant Play, and... They're probably going to have an Instant Play for Mac. They're not sure. And then the Mac thing. They're just going to start out with a small section of Mac games on the site. Now, I'm kind of against that because it's going to separate. So there's like 10 Windows game categories, and then there's one Mac game category. And I think that's going to get way unorganized really fast.
Yeah.
I think they should just have, like for the GameMaker community, they should make little topic emotions, like a little Apple, a little Windows thing, and then a mixture between the two.
Fiddle it.
When you post the game, you change the icon so that people know it's a Windows game, it's a Mac game, or it's both. They should also put something like that on the site, on YoYo Games. You check the platforms that it's compatible with. So, for example, if it uses DLLs, Dynamic Linked Libraries, then Linux and Mac users will not be able to play it because it uses certain things.
Phil has just said that YoYo Games are looking to get an income from selling some of the top games on the site.
Well, they should hurry up and do that.
But then how are they going to convince the users who made the game they're allowed to? Are they going to pay more money to the person who made it?
Well, they'd have to give them a cut, wouldn't they?
Yeah. But then again, with their horrible license for Game Maker, they could technically claim it as their own.
Yeah. But then
I think they commented on that before. But still, they could probably take the games if they wanted them.
To be honest, I haven't read through the whole terms and conditions to do with Game Maker, because I just can't be bothered. I never read terms and conditions.
Yeah, I just hit...
accept.
I just hit accept, yes. Yeah, they do. Yo-Yo Game should create a third tier. The third tier could include licensing of their instant play technology. Yes. I hate their instant play because it's only available on their site. People say there's a way to embed it on other sites, but they don't, like, post, here's the embed code. They just, you know, kind of sweep it under the rug. You got to do some hacking to do it.
The system itself, though, is really good, I think.
It is. It downloads the game and works it pretty well.
And for anyone who watched GM Vision, the Game Maker Show, Episode 2, and saw our reviews on our deathmatch on different instant play plugins, I think one of the good points about some of them were that you were able to do it on different sites. But then we had a user, I think, from Game Maker Community who said that he could get the Yo-Yo Games plugin to work on alternative sites, which it did kind of work, but not very well.
Yeah, but see, they didn't post that and make it publicly available at all. So, you know, you have to, like, do all this research just to get one game on the site, and then half the time it doesn't even work, so.
Maybe Yo-Yo...
One of the things I have a problem with is browser compatibility. See, they make theirs just for Firefox and Internet Explorer, and those are two nice browsers. Well, one nice browser, it's a nice browser. But, you know, he even said he's not doing it for Opera.
No, which is what I'm using at the moment.
A lot of people use Opera, myself included, because Firefox seems to have a problem with this system, and Internet Explorer is playing disgustingly slow. And so I think they could just invest a little bit of money, people, put an Opera version out. Chrome, that's going to be a great browser when the extensions come out for it. It's already really good now.
Okay, let's have a quick break because I need to go and get a drink, and send us an email with your number and your country, and we'll ring you up after the break. We are on.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Game Maker Live with myself, Kaniac, or Josh, and our other host, Jonathan Martin.
That's me. We got a email from James Garner. And I believe that is... Who is it? It's James. Yeah.
In the chat.
Yeah, James in the chat. He says, I'm working on the above for Nintendo Wii and DS. It's iTunes for Homebrew.
Ooh, that looks nice from the picture I've seen here.
Yeah, and he sent a picture from the chat. He's going to, an alternative name is iBrew, which is clever because it takes brew as a noun, the homebrew, and the verb.
So that's for the Wii Homebrew channel?
I believe so.
That's nice.
This will come in 2120.
In 2120, I'm pretty sure almost all of us will be dead.
Just about. Why is it sending all these emails into the spam?
I hate that.
Okay,
it sends everything you get into spam. You talk to email to people every day, and then it sends them into spam anyways. Oh, well.
Yeah. All right. So, the lines are now open. If you want to call, you can. And
we're going to be talking about DS Game Maker for the next minute or so, and then we're going to move on to the game 01 Days, as you can see in our topics list at the top of this page.
Okay, and Grim Jowl of the GMC, also called Nassim, is it, or something?
Yeah.
He's just asked a question, can I mail GM Live questions to read out and discuss? And I say sure to that. Go ahead. And I'll just say yes to him on the emails. Okay. DS Game Maker. Which is a bit off topic for Game Maker, but you know. Does James want to come on? Actually, no, he hasn't got a mic, has he? Didn't he say?
No, he 01 Days link. Yeah, that's the link.
So yeah, thank you.
We also have it up here in our topics list at the top of the page above the chat.
Oh, well done. Oh, I didn't know you were updating it.
It's broken. Huh. I'll just copy that link and put it in there.
How do you pronounce his name?
Oh, gosh.
Nassim.
Nassim Usmani? That's what I call him, at least in my head. But it's probably not right. He can call in and tell us, though. Want to call in?
In fact, I'll play the thing we recorded earlier.
020-328-6783 in the United Kingdom. That's the number you need to call to get on the show. Alternately, you can call us on Skype using GameMaker Live, and finally, you can email GMLive at gmvision.tv with your landline number or your cell number, and we will call you
now. To get on the show.
Okay, and like the person, or like I said, it's 020-328-6783. Lines are open, so how about you call on in? People call.
Yeah, we really need callers like earlier. If any of the callers that were called earlier want to come back on...
You're welcome to call back again.
Oh, I just got the file you tried to send me. Came through a bit late, though.
There we go. I just updated the link at the top of the page.
Tamper in chat asks, what is 01 Days? It's a game made by... Raffy Bass, or something like that.
That sounds about good. About right.
According to the document.
Yep. So, did anyone want to share any opinions of the game? Has anybody played it yet?
Okay, we've got Darren Poole calling.
Again.
Yep. And he's been added. Are you there, Darren?
Yeah, I'm here.
And we haven't got the static this time, which is good.
So what is your opinion of...
01 Days.
01 Days by...
Have you even played it?
Bass. Hello?
Hello?
Oh no, I believe he hung up.
No, he hasn't. Darren, are you there?
He didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Have you played 01 Days?
I've never heard of it.
Are you just going to keep calling Sim? For no good reason.
Didn't I just hear you say 01 Gaze?
No, 01 Days, not Gaze.
I'm sure Joshua said that, yeah.
I may have.
You did.
Okay, yeah. Sniper says that he's never played it, but he looked at the screen and it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I checked it out the other evening. It was interesting, I've got to say.
If I haven't played it, most people won't.
Okay, I didn't like the direction buttons on it. It didn't work very well. But the blood effects were absolutely great, I must admit.
Okay,
we've just got an email. Let's just have a look.
I just changed the topic. Oh,
he says Nazim Osmani. Nazim Osmani.
Osmani.
Yeah, he's... Yeah, I can't say it.
I think he's Asian.
So what type of game is it? It's a top-down game. It's a shooter. You kind of walk around through different rooms. And yep. Some of the things I don't like about it is your ammunition. You're always running out. You've always got zero ammunition.
And if you run out of every ammo...
Top-down shooter, yeah.
On the whole level, you can't find any more and you have to quit. And
yeah, you can only get ammunition. Well, except for one or two exceptions, you only get ammunition once you kill somebody. And you only get about 10 ammunition, and you need 25 ammunition to kill somebody.
Yeah.
So, you start off with some, but you've got to, like, be super efficient with your resources.
Yeah. I suppose it could have won the, saving the planet.
For being so conserved.
I doubt it, to be honest.
No, it wasn't a good enough game, but I suppose it could have been entered.
You could use a little bit better sprites.
And it does look pretty rubbish, to be honest, from the screenshots.
It does, but it's moderately okay.
There's also a weird bug of when you shoot something, they come towards you, and then if they get so close, they kind of get stuck to you kind of thing until you kill them. And that's weird and annoying. They need to keep their distance.
One of the things I did find cool is the bots have good AI, because they'll like follow you. If you walk through the door and the door shuts, they'll keep on going.
Yeah.
They'll walk around the course till they find you.
Mm.
One of the things I don't like is they'll just sit there spinning around in a circle until you shoot at them.
Yeah. Or they see you.
Clumping around, and they'll look right at you, but they'll keep spinning around till you hit them. Or till you walk within, like, 32 pixels or something. You know?
Yeah.
Do you have any plans to talk about the game? Well, we kind of are.
We've just been talking about the game for the last 10 minutes.
That's terrible.
Darren, you're still picking up a lot of static.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
It's like bleeping. It's really annoying.
Well, I can't hear anything. I don't know what I'm about.
Maybe you can't hear it on the stream. Oh, well. Alright, so does anyone want to call in and tell us their opinions on the game if they've been playing it? Yes. Sipper says the controls were a bit annoying.
Yeah, I did find that. It has those, like, twitchy controls that makes your hand want to go around. And yeah, the effects were pretty neat, actually.
Yeah.
Darren, you got anything to say about?
About what?
About the game. Have you been playing it?
What game?
Oh my god.
The game one.
If you go onto the gmlive.org website and click on listen, and then at the top of the page it has a link to the game.
Yeah.
You can download it and you can play it and then tell us what you think.
I really find it hard to play a game while I'm trying to listen to something.
So you're saying that every game shouldn't have a soundtrack in the background because you get distracted?
I can't play while I'm talking on this.
Well, you could play for a few minutes and then call back in a minute or two.
Yeah, but it probably wouldn't work with my record.
Sipper says the enemies like to spin a bit too much as well. I see you noted that too. And WTF
yes.
Has just said WTFs, and I am now banning him for spamming.
How are you going? What was that?
Oh, it's Josh's brother making the noise. Unknown gamer, this is actually our first show, so we're not sure how long we're going to have until the next one. Maybe another week or maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah, we're not sure how often we'll be doing this, but we want to do it every weekend, but I doubt that's going to be happening.
I think that's a bit unpractical.
A little bit too.
Maybe we'll just record a show and then have not
do a live show every month and then do recorded shows on the other days.
About every fortnight.
Maybe so, yeah.
How long is a fortnight?
It is 2 weeks.
That's what I thought.
14 days.
2 weeks.
4 days, same thing.
Yeah, 2 weeks, same thing.
Yeah.
14 days or 336 hours.
Are you trying to do an accent?
Yeah, he's trying to take the mick out of a British people.
Yeah, okay.
I have a horrible accent.
Do I sound stupid?
Yeah, Sipper, it is actually quite hard to organise, and plus you get the technical difficulties that we had earlier.
But it is fun to do. Too bad Dan didn't show up.
Yeah.
But at least I
showed up. To be honest.
Yes. It's always nice to have people calling in.
Such as me.
Yep.
Okay, does anyone else want to call in and talk about the game or any other?
Tampa said he'd call in. I remember.
Success.
Alright, so now we have about 5 minutes left before we have to wrap it up. And for the next 5 minutes, we could talk about short off-topic. We don't want to get too off-topic here. Just off-topic, you know, Game Maker in general. So, like, we could discuss topics in the community forum, or we can talk about other games that weren't mentioned. You could talk about other Game Maker media, that kind of thing.
So, if anyone has a suggestion. Yeah.
Jonathan, maybe you have an email?
I'll check. Nope, no emails.
Cyber. GMCG, I haven't really checked up on that.
That's actually not a bad pick to talk about the GMCG.
Yeah, what is actually happening? I haven't actually looked at it for quite a while.
I've been in touch with Grim for the while, and I've been kind of actively helping out in the GMCG, helping with a little bit of organization, that kind of thing. Seems they're progressing at an okay clip. I think they should just, well, not wipe it out and start again, but I think their organization, everybody's trying to help out, but nobody's helping out the right way. I mean, there's some people making good contributions, but they need to make a specific organization topic. One topic, very simple, that says, this is what's going on, this is what you can do, this is where you go. They've got so many topics spread out over the whole thing. I think if they just made one organization topic that users could read and kept it very clean, then people could go and say, well, I want to help out on the GMCG, and they could just jump in, helping, and then jump out. And jump in and jump out. KCLC in the chat, because you are an administrator and hold a higher position at the GMC, we ask that you send a PM to either myself or Jonathan, proving that it's you, because we want to protect your username, your reputation. So if you could please send me a PM, I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Also, the GMCG, are they still working on the movement engine?
Yeah, they are. I've got it up right here in the programming section. Refining the movement engine. Programming task, movement engine. I must say, they got a lot of submissions for the movement engine. A lot of them were pretty good. They're currently refining the current movement engine. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Not much going on there, though. I think they need to up the activity maybe a little bit. That would be
not being updated
cool.
For 10 days.
All right, I just received a PM from Casey Elsie. Yes, it is her. Sweet,
okay.
I've got you, IP.
That's good.
No, we won't tell anybody.
Someone just sent me a Skype thing from... Okay.
Maybe Excellent. So, does anyone have any suggestions for the next topic?
Okay, Mitch Graham is about to be added into the conversation.
Oh, he was the other Dan that we were going to talk to today.
He's
supposed to be a co-host, but he didn't really show up.
Okay, adding
He is now an hour and 20 minutes late.
That's pretty late.
Yep. Well, considering we're about to end.
So. Yeah, we're going to wrap it up in the next minute or so. Yes, the movie launch was chosen.
Say that again.
What are we wrapping up? I just got here. I just woke up.
We're wrapping up the show. We've been doing it for an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
It is.
So do you have any opinions about the GMCG, which we've been talking about for the last little bit?
Just to add, Grim Jowl has just sent a email to us saying, on one podcast, I'll try and get all the GMC team members to call in and have a discussion on the GMCG.
Oh, that'd be great.
If Skype doesn't crash.
If Skype doesn't crash, yeah.
Again.
That would be pretty neat to have a live discussion with all of them.
Yeah.
And then in one of our next upcoming broadcasts, someone has talked to me and they're going to do a live unveiling of their new online game called Ravaged Lands. I've played a couple of previews that he sent me. It's looking pretty good, so I'll keep you posted on that and we can all go and try it out in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I agree with Sipper. Curse you, Skype. The broadcast is being recorded. Well, at least it had been. If it hasn't, then I'm very annoyed, but it should have been.
I bet it is. Great.
So we don't even know if it's been recorded.
Yeah, it has been recorded.
Good.
Just want to check.
I don't believe you.
No, it has, and I'll start editing it as soon as the
show. Yeah, as soon as we finish the show and end it all, we'll go and delete all like the commercial breaks that we put in and the technical difficulties we had in the first couple of minutes. Then we'll upload it to the site and we'll post it for download.
And it wasn't really commercial breaks, it was just breaks.
Right.
Maybe in future episodes you should have commercial breaks.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone would like to submit a commercial, we'd be happy to arrange that as long as it's reasonable.
You should have some set up, and then when something happens wrong, you can put one of them on.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
So, any other comments about the GMCG?
I think we've heard enough about that.
Any suggestions for the next topic? Ooh.
Someone's just Skype messaged me saying there's a small gap at the top of your website. The small gap depends on the browser you're using.
Yeah, we have different style sheets for different browsers. What browser are you on?
It looks like a 3-pixel gap to me.
Okay, James, shall we add you? Tampa, unfortunately, we don't really have any musical wrap-up at the moment, but we'll try and get one for the next show.
Yep. Anyone be interested in talking about NPT's member guide, I believe it was called?
Okay, the member who alerted me about the small gap at the top of websites in Firefox, and he shouldn't be having a problem because it looks fine in my Firefox.
In my Firefox, there's about a 2-pixel gap at the top.
Okay.
Well, we may be getting another site soon. Someone offered to design us one or get us one, something like that.
Oh,
so we might be doing
Can I just ask, why are you using Times New Roman for the font?
Oh, because we haven't had time to make it all fancy yet.
It can't take that long just to change it to a better font.
true, but we're lazy.
Okay.
Also, Phil has a gap as well.
I think we got the point.
All right. Our next topic, we would like to talk about NPT's guide to getting your NPT's guide to getting your problem solved faster.
Can you send me a link? No, I haven't seen it.
I just posted it. It is hilarious. I know it's a little bit old, but I still find it absolutely hilarious.
Okay, guys, Grimjowl from the GMCG has just sent us an email saying the movement engine has been chosen, but we're refining it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, James, feel free to call us.
So, Grimjowl, what will be the next thing you'll be doing with the GMCG as far as programming goes? Oh, I remember you sending me a link to this, Josh.
Yes.
Very funny.
Grim, if you want a faster communication than email, I am on MSN invisibly. So, you could send me a message.
Hello?
Hello? Darren, is that you?
Yeah. Joshua, is that you?
Yes, that is me. It is I.
It is Joshua Pedroza.
Someone's just sent me a link. Pixel Pig on the GMC to a topic that he's trying to work with. He's trying to compress something and then decompress it. He's asking for help, so I'm going to post a link to it on the chat for anyone who wants to go and help him with that. Providing my copy and paste will work.
Okay, so unless anyone has any earth-shattering topics they want to discuss, I guess we'll be wrapping it up in about a minute.
I think we've kind of done everything to death.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I'm clicking the wrong keyboard.
Okay, James says to give him 30 seconds and he'll call in. Okay.
So do a countdown?
No, I don't think I want to count down.
Okay, yeah. Has James got a Skype account, is it? We're waiting, James.
So anyways, what did people think of the NPT's guide to getting your topic solved faster?
Well, I don't think anyone's really going to follow it seriously, but it is quite funny.
Yeah, I started reading it, and I almost thought it was serious for about the first sentence and a half.
I never thought it was.
If anyone could send me a cached link of that, that'd be great. Because I can't read it.
The guide? It's at the top
of the page. No, I can't read it.
Oh, you can't view it?
Yeah, I'm still IP banned from the old GMC.
You're IP banned from what?
The GMC.
It's what's his face?
How come you got IP banned?
It's game. Remember?
It's a little bit fun.
Oh, yeah. I saw a topic, I think, of it or something.
So, anyways.
He was the one that hijacked a GMC account.
Oh.
I can't believe no one remembers that.
To be honest, I'm not actually that active on the GMC, so...
It was about half a year ago, must have been.
So, anyways, let's read the topic. Number one, when posting about... when posting about problems running GameMaker, should I include hardware and operating system information? Absolutely not! By posting detailed information about your system, you are doing the community a huge disservice.
I don't think that accent's accurate entirely.
No, I don't think people are going to want to listen to it. Tampa thinks we should wrap up, and so do I.
Yeah, so do I.
So, thanks for listening, and hopefully you'll be able to bring another cast as soon as possible.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Listening to Game Maker Live. This podcast was brought to you by Dan Eggers, Jonathan Martin, and myself, Joshua Pedroza. Be sure to join us next time on our next show, which will be announced soon. This podcast was copyright 2009 GM Vision. All rights reserved. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.